Time for the KSL in-depth. So last night on their first play from scrimmage, Utah scored on a 70-yard touchdown bomb to take a quick lead against Florida. At that moment, there was an increase of seismic activity near Rice-Eccles Stadium. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Jamie Farrell, Associate Research Professor and Seismographer at the University of Utah. So tell us what you found out about this moment in time.
Well, it wasn't just this moment. There was many moments during the game last night, but the moment you're talking about, the touchdown, that produced ground shaking at the stadium roughly in the mid one magnitude range, like 1.5, something like that, equivalent shaking of what a 1.5 magnitude earthquake would do.
So I know my ears are still ringing from that particular moment and probably several other moments. So how many times did we actually shake the ground?
Too many to count.
The
biggest amplitude shaking for the entire game, we think, we're still looking at the data, but was probably when the team ran out of the tunnel at the beginning of the game. And there's an interesting reason why. The reason why is prior to the team running out to the tunnel, they played music on the speaker system, and it makes everybody in the stadium jump up and down in unison, and that makes the ground shaking even bigger than just random jumping.
So was there anything that surprised you when you looked at this data?
We're just getting into it. So no real surprises at this point. It is surprising that there are some points where we see, you know, larger amplitude shaking that rivals things that are happening on the field, like touchdowns and stuff like that, that don't seem to be correlated with anything during the game. And maybe it's this thing like during timeouts when they're playing music and stuff like that, and people are moving around like that. But we haven't really got really in-depth into all of it yet. But this will be going on the entire season, so there should be more to come.
Okay, have you ever done this before? Like, was this louder than any other year or a greater movement than any other year?
This is our first time doing it for football games. We did put out some instruments back in 2011 when U2 played a concert at Rice-Eccles, but we haven't compared that yet. That one was not in the stadium. This one's actually in the stadium, so we're getting pretty large signals here.
Okay. Is this dangerous in any way? I mean, could this cause an actual earthquake, all of this ground shaking?
No. These instruments are very, very sensitive, and they're recording very small movements. And in fact, if you look at that signal from that first touchdown, we were actually just looking at it, and it's shaking the ground a smaller amount than the thickness of a human hair.
Oh, Jamie, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us. I know my watch told me a number of times that I was in a very loud, dangerous environment, so I probably need to start putting some earplugs in or something.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, you have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Jamie Farrell, Associate Research Professor and Seismographer at the University of Utah.